Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the f*** is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B. Show.
What do we got, Will?
Antonio Brown's an idiot. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, I know that we all know that, but he really is low IQ. Antonio Brown today, he was released, obviously, 2 months ago. But the all-pro wide receiver is still taking shots at the Buccaneers, head coach Bruce Arians, and former quarterback Tom Brady on his social media account. On Monday, Brown posted an image of what appears to be an MRI or an X-ray of his injured ankle, and he decided to rip into the Bucs and future Hall of Fame quarterback along the way. He said, quote, "They tried to hurt me intentionally and tagged the Buccaneers."
Oh, my God.
He said, "Sent me out there after knowing I was still hurt." No. And Tom said he would throw it if I came to play hurt. I came, he didn't throw it. Imagine being hurt, having to play through this and being lied to. He said, "Coach said I couldn't run on this. Get the F out of here. F all of you MFers. Still can't." He spelled that wrong. "Stop me, NFL."
He's a dick, dude. Like, he had the second most targets that game that he ran off the field.
Well, here's the thing, too, about he deleted the post, and he claimed it was an X-ray. There's a little problem with the X-ray that he posted.
It's from a barefoot or something.
No, it's from October, from when he did hurt his ankle.
Right.
This game wasn't until January.
Yeah, he sat out several weeks.
Yes, because of that injured ankle. So he got caught. He's a dumbass. He decided to see if he could pull fast. I don't think he knew, and then he got pointed out like, "Hey, dude, this is from October, not, you know, now." So he,
it doesn't matter. Crap. He was how many Instagram posts when he's dancing and doing all kinds of stuff after he left the Bucks? Didn't look like that ankle was bothering him too much. So I don't want to hear that mess, dude. That's silly. He was pissed off. It was documented by several people that he was mad at halftime because he wanted more targets when they were throwing the ball to him like crazy. Tom Brady's not that guy. What are you talking about? Tom Brady, the year before, Tom Brady went out of his way the last game to get him his bonus. So he does it for all of his teammates. He's full of crap. He wouldn't be on that team if not for Tom Brady. I mean, he's gonna crap on Brady now. Shut up.
Yeah, it's an MRI. It's not an X-ray. And yeah, it's from October. And he originally sustained that injury in, I guess it was October when that happened. So he's just a dumbass. He tried to pull a fast one, and he didn't know that the date was on the photo, and he got called out for it and deleted it. So that's a bad look. That's a bad look for his lawsuit.
He's a douchebag, dude. He's getting nothing. He's full of crap. So there's too many witnesses, you know, that counter his claims. And who do you think's going to have better lawyers? You know, so suck it, AB. Go off. You know, and hang out with the other nut job out there, Kanye West, who everybody's pretty much over now. Also,
that is a match made in heaven, though, isn't it? Apparently, he has a new job, like as president of some thing that Kanye's doing, or Ye. I believe he goes by Ye now.
Well, he's qualified. I'm sure he knows a lot about presidenting Ye's.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
This is kind of some good news. This is from Fox Sports. It's not just, you know, some weird website or something. It says that the Buccaneers have done a lot to acquire Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks. Wilson reportedly has said that he's interested in exploring his options this offseason, and the Bucs have reportedly done a lot of work to help acquire him after Tom Brady's retirement. On Friday's The Herd, Colin Cowherd reacted to these rumors and broke down what exactly he believes it would take to make this trade happen. He said that Tampa is the kind of team that could address something Seattle needs. They could give Seattle another pass rusher, They got really good players inside the box. They could give Seattle a tight end, maybe a Cameron Brate or somebody from their offensive line. So they have a few things there. So, I don't know how you feel about it. I think Aaron Rodgers would be my top pick, obviously, to come here to Tampa to take the reins after Tom. But Russell Wilson is A2. You got
to be honest.
A2.
I'll take Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers. I think Russell Wilson's a better leader than Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. That's always been my problem with Rodgers is his leadership ability. Like, he's a great quarterback. I mean, he's got 4 MVPs. But when it comes to crunch time, when everything's on the line, you give Russell Wilson a cast around him, he's going to show up a lot more than Aaron Rodgers. I think Russell Wilson's going to rally the troops better than Aaron Rodgers. And Russell Wilson still has one of the prettiest long balls I've ever seen in football. I would love to see him with Godwin and Evans and the Bucks, receiving core, whoever we end up bringing back or bringing in. Plus a fresh start for Russell Wilson. I mean, I think everybody knows that the marriage is kind of done there.
Yeah. Well, I would love that. I don't think Chris Godwin is going to be a Buccaneer next year.
Yeah,
it just doesn't sound like they're going to be able to afford him. I'm going to go with he's not here, but they'll address it in the draft. They'll get some, you remember that Godwin was a 3rd-round pick. So, they're going to have that. Well, maybe they'll trade it if they're going to get Russell Wilson. I don't know. But, they'll figure it out if Chris Godwin's not here. But that would be a huge get for the Bucs and make them right back into contention for the Super Bowl. So that would be cool. The men's 50-kilometer mass start race at the Beijing Games was shortened to 30 km. Kilometers? Kilometers?
I have no idea what you just said, except for Beijing.
But that did little to help Finland's Remy Lindholm, who needed a heat pack at the end of the race to thaw out a particularly sensitive body part.
Oh, no.
Lindholm spent just under an hour and 16 minutes traversing the course in howling, freezing winds, leading to his penis becoming frozen for the second time in cross-country skiing race following a similar incident in Ruka, Finland last year. He said, you can guess which body part was a little bit frozen when I finished. It was one of the worst competitions I've ever been in. It was just about battling through, he told the Finnish media. With organizers worried about frostbite during Saturday's race, it was delayed an hour and shortened by 20 kilometers. The thin suits and underlayers worn by the racers, as well as plasters to cover their faces and ears, offered little protection.
They're not doing a good job at selling this sport to the youth.
No, I don't want to. You think you would have some sort of, penis sweater or something that somebody could knit you something maybe that you put your
wrap
gear
her up
in there? Yeah, no kidding.
Oh man, that sucks.
Did you watch
my penis is cold now?
Any of the Olympics?
Very little. I watched a little bit of figure skating. Watched that Nathan Chen kid.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he told me about it. I haven't watched any of it. Don't care.
Yeah. No, I don't really care much either.
You're never gonna believe this, Johnny.
Okay.
There's this guy. Okay, his name is, or his name was.
Now, is this going to be something that could be a story tomorrow night?
No, I mean, okay. It could. Sure, it could.
Okay.
But his name was Jean-Luc Brunel. Now, who the hell is that?
Jean-Luc Brunel sounds like a backup quarterback for a USFL team.
Yes, yeah, it does. Well, this guy was a guy who got Jeffrey Epstein his girl.
Oh, the pimp!
The pimp. That's right.
Yeah.
He was a modeling agent who has been in prison since 2020.
So don't tell me he went on the stand and he outed some people, right?
Nope, not quite. You're never gonna believe it. He committed suicide.
What?
Yes, he committed suicide in his cell, according to French newspapers. He was found hanged in his prison cell
sad.
In Paris just a week after Prince Andrew reached a multi-million dollar settlement with Virginia Gouffet, the Epstein trafficking victim who Brunel was also alleged to have abused.
Now, do we know where the Clintons are right now? Are they in Europe?
I believe they're in D.C. somewhere.
Okay.
You know, I don't think they do their own dirty work. I think they have other people do it. But, yeah, he was indicted and imprisoned in December 2020 and was denied bail following the accusations of rape and sexual assault of minors, including three 12-year-old sisters.
Oh, boy.
He also faced investigation over human trafficking and being part of the criminal conspiracy with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And you'd never believe this, too. I mean, it's just what a coinkydink this whole thing was. The cameras, you know, that are in the prisons.
I was about to ask. I mean, obviously, they saw him hang himself.
They weren't working at the time.
You got to be S-ing me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
How is this not bigger news?
Because I don't know.
Why are we talking about truckers in Canada instead of this?
That's another one that's, well, I guess that's kind of in the news now, yeah. But, man, it's just unbelievable how they just flaunt this, you know, in front of you. It's nuts. So, I mean, Ghislaine's next. I would imagine she's got to be next. And, you know, she'll hang herself in her cell, and conveniently the cameras won't be working, and that's it.
They're just so blatant about it now. You know what I mean? It's like, they know we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care.
They don't care. And nothing happens. You know, nobody really... Media doesn't really talk about it. No, they don't
because
seem to be interested in the case.
The media's working for them. Everybody's so stupid.
It was kind of a shocking thing, too, that Prince Andrew settled with this woman, you know, who gave the interviews, and she was, you know, molested by him. And I guess the queen kind of said, dude, you gotta give her a bunch of money and make this
movie. Well, she didn't say it like that. She says, oh, Andrew, you're a naughty boy.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.